All right, so the fact that you have clicked on this audio file, curious about our technology and what it's all about, tells me that you are really interested, exploring, serious about adopting AI into your business, your company, your organization. Bravo. If you're this serious, that's a big deal, because those who aren't serious aren't going to survive to see AI become easier and commoditized. That will happen soon. But right now, we're going to talk a little bit about the technology and why what we're doing is unique. See, most companies are building their AI tools using one AI model or one series of AI models from one source, and that's OpenAI. Their GPT 3.5, 4, and soon to be GPT 5 AI models are fantastic. We use them as well. But leveraging AI and a tool that only uses one AI model or source is risky. That means that if that company struggles or for some reason goes away, then that becomes an issue for anyone who's really built their company around that. Now, there's already in the news talk about OpenAI burning through tons and tons of money just trying to lead the race to AGI, or artificial general intelligence. That's why we're different from anybody else who's building on someone else's API. One, we are developing our own large language model, and actually a series of them. Every single AI agent has their own model that we're developing in their own vertical. Now, we also use 9 other AI models. Yep, we're talking 9 specific AI models that are all designed to do different things, because we're not creating one solution. We're creating a holistic AI integrated system with the goal of allowing you to integrate AI into your entire organization, into every vertical, and leverage the wonderful power that AI is clearly proving to us. Every single aspect of your business should be leveraging an AI tool or an AI process. Now, we don't actually believe that AGI, or artificial general intelligence, is the most powerful aspect of AI. We feel like minimal AI, which is something that we're actually seeking to produce more and more, is AI that is specifically designed to cap itself, not become sentient, not become scary, and not really become aware of itself. Now, there's another aspect to what we do from a technology standpoint. That is the security. Most important when we're talking about security is why security is such a big deal for us, and why we're able to create security that's industry leading, even when it comes to the government. That's because of their motivation for what they want to do with your data. Now, let's be very clear. Every company wants to leverage your data in a way that most of us are not comfortable with. We actually only allow AI to see the data. And we are actually developing an AI auditing agent or system and program that helps audit AI and make sure that it's not going off the rails or doing anything that it's not supposed to be doing. Now, here's the key. AI only does what it's taught to do. It doesn't have a motive that is inherently negative or positive. It just does what it's told to do. That's why we're okay with AI seeing your data, but not humans. We're designing a data system that cannot be breached by humans. Matter of fact, it can't be breached by other AI as well. I'll talk a little bit about that. A Prio server data framework. That is a framework that allows us to put your data on not one, but up to 4 different servers. So for example, let's say your name is John Doe. Well, your first name, John, is going to be on one server. Doe is going to be on another server. The first half of your phone number is going to be on another server. The second half is going to be on another server. Your email is going to be split between 2 different servers, and any of your relational and non-relational data will be held on multiple servers. Now, here's the key. This is why this is so powerful, because combined with our combo encryption, that means that a hacker has to hack not one, but 4 different servers, and they have to know which servers to hack, because right now we're running 132 different servers right now. Now, in the future, we'll have hundreds, possibly thousands of servers. Now, here's the key. When they don't know what servers connect to what servers, and they have to crack our proprietary combo encryption, which is the other half of our security, makes it almost impossible for them to get your information. Matter of fact, it makes it impossible for us to get your information. Now, you will have a key that you can give to us if we're on a customer service call. and you can allow us to see your information when you choose to let us or anyone else see your information. Now, let's talk a little bit about that encryption. Most 64-bit encryption has been cracked, and it can be cracked very quickly and easily. Now, we run a 64-bit and a 256-bit encryption combination system. Now, why do we run 64-bit if it can be cracked easily? Because one of our layers, one of the four layers of that encryption, is actually an image-based encryption line. And that line, that image-based encryption line, doesn't exist on a computer keyboard or in a computer language. That means a computer that is not running image processing for algorithmic or encryption cracking cannot crack that algorithm. No one's running image-based encryption. And not only are they not running image-based encryption, we actually use so many different images and so many different symbols that it is next to impossible for them to hack our system. Now, we use that in combination 64-bit for speed to 256-bit for security. So any data that doesn't need to be accessed quickly is 256-bit encrypted, and any data that needs to be accessed quickly is 64-bit. That is one of the reasons why our security is top-notch. We're excited to teach you a little bit more about how our tech actually works and why we use so many different models. Basically, different models do different things. And that's a huge difference between us and just about anybody out there building tools. Now, one of the last big, amazing opportunities that you have by working with us versus anybody else is that we know that AI cannot be owned indefinitely. It's not going to turn into a subscription for life. AI will eventually get to a point where we can hand it to you. We can hand it, we can build it, we can give it to you. And now instead of you paying us, all you do is give us access, because we won't give it to you without you allowing us access to do AI auditing. We need to make sure AI is continuously audited, because humans cannot check an AI system. We're just not fast enough, smart enough, and there's nothing we can do to keep up with AI when it comes to an auditing perspective. So we're actually building an AI auditor, and that's a key to what we're doing. So we'll actually hand you your AI system, and it's probably going to take it about 2 to 3 years to actually give that to you, and you can run with that if you would like. And we're talking about AI replacing everything, your finance software, your CRM, your proprietary software. It will rewrite, automate, and make it better. It will improve it and iterate all along the way. That's what's amazing about AI. And some people aren't going to talk to you about that because they want to control AI. They want you to continue paying them for AI even when you don't need to. And that's not how we want to roll AI. We actually want you to become more and more profitable, more and more successful, so that you can support the human beings that deserve to be there, that are also leaning into this AI revolution, becoming better versions of themselves, and creating a better organization for you and the customers you serve. That's a big key for us. It's how you interact with the world and how you make the world better. That's what's really driving us to make this AI revolution a reality for not just us, but for everyone else. I hope that you've enjoyed this little introduction to how our technology is different. My name is Kyle Thomas, and I am the founder of Adora, and I'm excited to work with you. And until we do, I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll see you on the other side.